How long have you been painting for now?
I started painting about 20 years ago. That was just sort of through a community little painting tutorial. I lived in Nanup, so that's 40 minutes from here. It was just a little dibble dabble, and it opened my eyes. I really enjoyed it. And from there, I was a single mum, and I was in marketing for quite a while. So that all got in the way. But in the meantime, I was entering little local competitions and just getting a little bit of a feel of what people thought of my work and really enjoying it, but not necessarily having the headspace for it.
Yeah. And so when do you feel it kind of kicked in more full time?
I left my public service position 5 years ago, and okay. I did a little Instagram, just a little workshop, like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that opened my eyes. I hadn't really found my sort of niche in what I was enjoying painting, and I was still finding that. I was enjoying watercolour, and I still do, but really found my niche when I started painting the botanicals and the still arts. Yeah. So that's about 4 years ago. Yeah. So with intention, I've been painting. I've still got one part-time job now at the local art shop. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Yeah. Is that nice? Is that a nice kind of, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Now I get to talk to the local artists, which is awesome because I'm hanging out by myself for most of the week.
Yeah.
And that can be a lot sometimes. That's why Instagram is so great. I laughed when Robert said that, are you going to anybody's studio and they'll be scrolling on Instagram. Yep, that's probably me.
It's so true, right? It's so true. Yep. I was looking back over your work and then I noticed that you, in 2019, you won the Frankie magazine, which I love that magazine.
Yeah.
You won the Frankie magazine, good stuff. And then you're also a finalist in is it the UTIC? Or how do I pronounce that?
Yeah, I just call it Emsler.
Emsler. Yeah. How did you feel when those two things happened?
Oh, awesome. Frankie, I just sort of quickly entered and thought, oh, well, why not give it a go? I had been accepted into the Collie exhibition the year before, which is, I believe, the richest prize rural art award. Yeah, yep. 50 grand. So I got into that. That was a big deal for me. I haven't entered many over East awards just because of the shipping and the getting them there and having them arrive on the right day and the time and getting them back if you have to. And it's a whole lot. So that was lovely too, Emsler and being accepted. I don't know that I'm going to go down that track anymore just because of that. It's so tricky. And I feel like some of these awards don't necessarily market their exhibitions to sell. It seems like a lot of the shire ones, the cities, you know, they all have one and they don't necessarily go out and market to sell. So I'm here to make work and get it out there. I don't want a whole pile sitting in my studio.
I've started collating this list of all the prizes just because there's so many of them
out there.
And then some of the terms around them, you know, like you create a specific piece for that awards prize and all that, like that in itself takes time and effort. And I guess it is that what do you want to get out of it, right? And why are you entering it?
Yeah. And I think I've sort of been there and I haven't been accepted in huge awards, but, and I haven't entered them, but yeah, what's it all about? I don't know where I really sit in, because I'm an Instagram person. I don't know whether I'm worthy or whatever.
It's this, what's your definition of success, right? So like what, as an artist, what are you in this for and how do you define that? And that's the awesome thing about being an artist is you set your own rules.
Yeah,
and
you
set your own like goalposts for what am I going to achieve and when I achieve that, what will that look like and how will that feel? So
I've not been a terribly good goal setter and I'm still not. I'm not somebody who looks forward 5 years. Just seem to focus on what I'm doing. But I'm selling my artwork through Instagram. I've never had a show. I've been involved in group shows, some, But yeah, I've never had a solo exhibition, and I can't keep up with demand through Instagram. So I don't know, that I'm feeling pretty good about that.